And welcome once again to the Lucky Mojo Hoodoo Root Work Hour, brought to you by LuckyMojo.com, the Curio Company in Forestville, California, and DrKeone.com. I'm your co-host, Dr. Keone, along with my co-hostess, Kat Ironwood, at the Lucky Mojo campus in Forestville, California. And we're here to share with you about the African diaspora tradition of African herbal magic, of African-American herbal magic. We're here to talk to you about your actual problems with love, your career, your spiritual protection, your money, and how we can help you empower yourself. So we're going to be going to the phones in just a moment. And if you would like to get in the queue so that you can give us a call, you certainly can. The number is 818-394-8538. That number again, 818-394-8535. Go ahead and get in the queue. We have people lining up right now, and we'll be choosing names at random by your phone number. And when we call out your area code, you'll be ready to speak with us here on the air. Once again, welcome to the Lucky Mojo Hoodoo Root Work Hour, and happy Halloween. Well, Kat, here we are, and happy Halloween to you. Happy All Souls Day. Happy Day of the Dead, and happy Freaky, Freaky, Freaky to you. How you doing, girl?
Oh, yes. Well, you should have seen me today. I was wearing a hat with tentacles and eyeballs on it. And happy Halloween to everyone. And the chat room is open, Block Talk Radio chat. We've got 25 users in already, and they're all saying hi and Halloweening and all that. So
yes, I see everyone is coming in right now and getting settled. And yes, I'm noticing the numbers are bouncing right on up there, as well as here on the switchboard. We're up to about 23 callers right now, and that number does continue to go up throughout the show. So, folks, we want you to get in line, get in the queue. The number again is 818-394-8535. That's 818-394-8535. And you can find us online at blogtalkradio.com/LuckyMojoHoodooRootWorkHour. So, Kat, tell us what Halloween is like around the Lucky Mojo campus there.
Oh, well, we're pretty Halloween all the time.
I know.
You know what I mean? We're pretty witchy all the time, but we do have we're having a party. We're going to have our party on Tuesday because Robin, our shop manager, wasn't going to be here today. So she said we're going to have the party on Tuesday, and we're going to all be dressed up. And Day of the Dead, Halloween, it all runs together in our lives, you know. And and I just have to give a little shout out to my wonderful friend Tiffany, whose last name I will not say because I'm sure she wouldn't want that known. But my good friend Tiffany came by the shop today and brought me a wonderful T-shirt with witchy, witchy stuff on it and a little goodie bag and a cauldron. And so just thanks, Tiffany. But it's Halloween all the time at Lucky Mojo.
Yeah, I was telling someone today, you know, that the way that I dress at times, you know, with my my Apollo beads and my skull jewelry, that's not Halloween get-up for me. That's every day, you know. Every day is a trick or a treat, and you're the trick, and I'm the treat. So, you know, so it was just so happened. I was putting out some trash here not too long ago, and some people saw me, and I'd forgotten, you know, normally I wear my beads up under my shirt, you know. But I had the beads on the outside of the shirt, and I, you know, it's like, okay, why are they looking at me, you know, like this? Do I have antennas on my head or what, you know? And then I realized they saw these African beads, and they were like, oh, my God, you know, what is he? We got a real juju man in the neighborhood. Yes, we do, but I'm a good guy. So Halloween for me, you know, it's obviously is a lot of fun, and the kids come by, and, you know, and there's a African tradition that is said that, you know, giving children sweets actually, you know, enhances one's good luck, you know, mm-hmm. and so, you know, that's something that you shouldn't just do on Halloween, but do it every day or whenever you can. Give something sweet to a child, you know, a cupcake or, you know, some candy. And I want to thank my mm-hmm. good friend for sharing that with me. And so I loved it because I love seeing the children's eyes light up and, sometimes, you know, I'll put out my little, I have, a few various sized skulls and things like that and put them out and, you know, it just get a little rise out of the kids. It's fun, you know?
Mm-hmm. Well, one of the people who's in the chat room right now is goes by the name of Lucky Mojo Crew, and I'm just going to spring as Della. And and Della wrote in, candy, candy, candy. So that's something I forgot. We went crazy and bought candy, and there's everyone's got candy. And they're having a little conversation in the chat room, which is interesting. And actually, I'm going to just point this out. Miss Michael is in there, and she's talking about putting out candy on the family altar for the deceased. And she points out that her mother had diabetes, and she says, do they have diabetes in the spirit world? And or is that a problem in the spirit world? And and Hoodoo, who's one of our good friends, says, no, Miss Michaela, it isn't. My mom gets all kinds. And and that's a sweet thought, you know, that but you know, that's a very good tradition, putting out some food offerings for the dead and the beloved deceased.
I'm sorry, I didn't mean to talk over you. Of course, because this is also known as the Day of the Dead and celebrated widely in Mexico, and so we want to wish our listeners there. Friend of ours, Joel, the good guy, who's also on mybeautifulspace.ming.com, is a practitioner down there that I talked to, and we were talking today via email about the Day of the Dead. And so we definitely, those of you who are celebrating the Day of the Dead, we also extend our wishes to you. And then we have Samhain, I believe that's how it's pronounced. Help me out.
Samhain, I think they call it Samhain.
Thank you. Samhain, yes. Okay, thank you. I
don't know why
it.
I don't know why
it's
spelled
okay.
Samhain and pronounced Samhain. I've never had.
Yeah, I wondered that because I look at the spelling and I'm thinking, you know, phonetically that's how you pronounce it. But okay.
Yeah.
Mhm. And so that is also a holiday during this particular period, time. Is that correct? This time of year?
That's right. That's right. Very much. Mm-hmm. It's the same type of idea. And we did have once a woman who worked in the shop who was Wiccan, and she told me quite a bit about Samhain. And one of the phrases that she used that stuck in my mind was, she said, it's when the veil between the worlds thins to the thinnest time of the year. And I thought that was a beautiful way of expressing that. Yeah.
I have heard the same, yes. And it is a time when you can reach over onto the other side. And
yes.
They
people
can
are
reach
posting,
onto this side.
Oh, I'm sorry, people are posting in the chat room and they're telling me it's Gaelic. That's why it's pronounced that way. It's a Gaelic word. I didn't know that. Thank you, Miss Michael.
Yes.
She says the Gaelic like the French can't spell. Big smiley.
I think she is an encyclopedia of knowledge just like you. Okay.
Well, she is. But what I don't know,
yes,
Miss Michael probably knows.
She knows. Well, let's get to our show here. We've got some hands up here on the switchboard for people who want to talk with us tonight. But first, we want to acknowledge those who went through the process of indicating on your forum as well as mine that they would like to be on the show. So who would you like to begin with from your forum, Kat?
Well, the first one I have from my forum, and I don't know how to pronounce it. It's spelled D-E-N-E, so it could be Dene or Dean or something of that nature, Dene.
Mm-hmm.
And the area code is North Carolina 828. And I'll read you the description. I have been hit with a 180. I have been presented with a lucrative job opportunity which would derail my plans for the future. I want to know if and when I will get the job, or should I continue with my previous plans. Very straightforward question. Do you want a card reading? Yes. Do you want some recommendations for spell casting with hoodoo? Yes. And we'll be on the show on October 31st. So are you there?
I'm here.
Hello, caller. Are you there?
Hi.
I'm here. Hi, Miss Kat. Hi, Dr. Keone. How are you?
How do you pronounce your name?
It's Bean.
Bean, okay.
Yes.
All right.
Miss Kat, I had a reading with you about 2 weeks ago concerning going to law school, and I was having some reservations, and yeah. And you, along with another nice young lady that I actually met outside of Lucky Mojo, she pointed me to Lucky Mojo, recommended the Crown of Success, King Solomon, and so forth.
Mm-hmm.
Well, the day before my final day of the Crown of Success spell kit, I got a phone call from an old coworker. I didn't answer. He called again the following day. This time I returned the phone call. He told me about a job, very, very lucrative, doing what I used to do in a previous life when I was in the military. And I am interested, and now I don't know what to do. I think mostly I am maybe trying to go to law school for my mother because it would make her happy. But, I mean, this job pays so much that I really can't. That's it. I don't know what to do.
Mm-hmm. I understand. Well, now I know who you are, too, because sometimes
okay.
one name and another is just, but I do remember that. And Dr. K, I hear him shuffling the cards, and since you've had a reading with me, let's see. I'm going to just ask for my own understanding. Now, you were in the military, and you had a job there. And I know that
right.
where you are right now has been not totally satisfactory. And
no, ma'am.
I'm being polite, you know. So this other job, does it sound like it would be a good one to you?
It's my old job all over again.
It's your old job. All right.
Yeah, it's my job. I came out of the military to go to law school. And it's basically this new job will be doing my old job all over again. I might have to take another job in the meantime just to get my foot in the door, but eventually it would lead back to the job I was doing previously.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So the question then is, which direction should you go?
Correct.
Okay. All right. Well, the military option will obviously
It's not a military job.
It's not a military
job. It's not a military job.
Yeah,
no,
it's a job.
No,
it's a job
no.
she trained for and did in the military.
Correct.
Okay. Okay.
All right.
Yeah.
Mhm.
That and I stand corrected. That option does not come in as being the best option for you. Okay. I turned the cards to see if it would be the right option for you, and I got a no. Card here with the Quest Tarot deck that I am using. Then I did a four-card spread to see how would law school work out for you. And so, Kat, we have the Mother of Cups in the past. We have the Three of Stones or Three of Pentacles in the present.
Mm-hmm.
We have the Father of Swords or the King of Swords in the future. Son of Wands is reversed in the outcome. I get an overall impression here, Dean, that this would be a good direction for you. Three of Pentacles is not a bad card. This is Mars in Virgo energy with this card. It means that you'll have to, you know, it's going to offer some stability, but you're going to have to work hard at it. But it's going to offer you the potential stability that you're looking for. And indeed, with the Father of Swords or the King of Swords, I feel like you will be able to actually graduate and be in a position that will of advancement for your life. But that's in the future, okay? My only concern is the Son of Wands being reversed, and that is, and it makes me wonder if it's really, really, really what you want to do, and if you will stick with it in the overall big picture. So that's where I make the call here. I think the law school is really great for you, but the question is, once you have obtained that goal, is it something that you're going to stick with? Kat?
Yeah, you know, it's interesting that you said the Mother of Cups was your first.
Mm-hmm.
Now, what you said, that's the Queen of Cups. That's the first card I pulled also.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I love it when those coincidences happen. I'm getting a similar thing. I also got some wands and stuff. I don't need to give you all the cards, but I'm feeling like that this offer is probably sincere and good, but it's not going to take you as far as you might. You know, in the end, you might end up with a kind of an, I could have had a V8, you know what I mean? I could have done law school.
Well, that's actually the plan, is just to do it for a couple of years, and it's not something I want to do forever, because you can't live in the desert forever. So
mm-hmm.
I don't know if that's what you're reading, but that's definitely not my plan, to be over there for a career. And, I mean,
mm-hmm.
once I get back, I may decide to go to school, you know, once I get back, but the plan is to do this for maybe 4 or 5 years and then move on from there.
Well, I think that's what both he and I are seeing. This is not going to be the long-term solution.
No.
But it doesn't look, I don't see anything that objects against it other than that it isn't a long-term solution. Do you understand what I mean?
Mm-hmm. I understand.
You know, in other words, when someone asks me that question and I'm looking at them and, you know, you're young still, and I'm going, well, where's she going to retire from? What's, you know what I mean? And so what I'm seeing is that this job is not that kind of a job, but it is a job that would be, but it, you know, it does seem like a sincere offer. You know, I would say if you do plan to do it only for a short amount of time, or if, let's put it this way, if you have a plan for the future that will be able to incorporate this, that's good. If you thought this was going to be the new answer to your life, no. Does that make sense?
Absolutely.
All right.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
Now, as far
so it does look good that I will get it.
Well, it does look good. It does to me look like it's a strong possibility. You know, we cannot guarantee, you know, 100% this or that or the other. It's like they say, you know, scattered showers, but it may not rain on your house. It's going to rain on somebody's house.
Right.
I would say that you have a very strong likelihood of this. It does look good. But there is a there's no guarantees. I would do something to increase the possibility. Okay, so this is where we're getting to the question of what root work would you do, and so what I would do on this one is get some images together, business cards, names, whatever you need to do, and put together a little array, a little altar stand to this thing. Now, you mentioned the desert. This is a place you've been before?
Yeah, I have. Unfortunately,
yeah. Oh, all right. Well, you know, get some stuff like this and put it together and make a little offering altar. You see what I'm saying? And burn a Crown of Success candle. When I do a Crown of Success, I don't like to just burn the candle, and people will have me just to burn the candle, but I want to have the picture. I'm going to give you an example from a long time ago, but this one was a real good lesson to me. Many, many, many years ago, man wanted to get a job, and he had a criminal record, and so there were sometimes problems with background check. Now, this had been a long time ago. He'd gone straight. He'd been a teenage boy when he, you know, stepped outside the law. He saw the error of his ways. He'd done his time, but he had difficulty getting jobs. And he wanted a specific job. He wanted to work at a car agency. And so he wanted me to put him on the altar and get him that job. And so he went and he went to the car lot, and he photographed himself standing next to a car as if he was selling the car. And he said, now put that on the altar. And I thought, now there's a man who knows his work. You see what I mean? He went the extra bit and got the job. He got the job. Yeah, they did a background check, and they said, oh, this is so far in the past, we don't care. And he got the job. So I look at that kind of a situation and I think, do what it takes. You know, we nowadays we have Photoshop. Okay, let's say a person wants to get a job I want to get a job in Paris, France. All right? I get my picture. I get a picture of the Eiffel Tower or the Louvre or whatever it is. Eiffel Tower, right? And I put myself right in front of that. I can Photoshop them together. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Just do it.
Mm-hmm.
And I say, by this time next year, I'm going to be in Paris, France. And here's my altar to that belief, that thought, that that goal, that aim, and that prayer. So that's what I would recommend you do. If you want this job, put some effort into creating a focus of visualization as well as burning a crown of success candle, any kind of paperwork you have to dress, you know, with powders if you turn in physical paperwork to them. Steady work is a good one mixed with crown of success, attraction, things like that.
Now, what a honey jar, I have a honey jar that I was going to do with, and the funny thing is the person that is going to hire me is my old boss. So, like, I have a signature of his from, like, my old paperwork, and I have his picture, and I intend to do a honey jar.
Yeah.
With some commanding herbs and such. But
yeah.
I was wondering if that would take too long or...
No, candles. Just do that. Just do it. You've got the right idea. Everything you know, the thing is, you know this work pretty well already, and I would say just do it. People say honey jars are slow to act. Well, they can be. But this is a person who's already been in your circle of acquaintance. In other words, this isn't a stranger. And so, you know, you can you know, kind of rush the goals there, you know what I'm saying, and just go for it very quickly. And I would do it. One of the things I tell people about a honey jar is, you know, if you're going to do a honey jar and burn candles on it, there are many ways to set those things up, but if you do have a request, why just light a candle when you could light a candle on a honey jar? Is what I always say. You know what I mean? You could always
So do it on top of the honey jar.
Yeah, light the candle on top of the honey jar. Now, if you're going to light a glass candle, you know, one of those vigil lights, you don't need to put that on a honey jar. What you might do instead is make a small little honey packet, wrap it up in aluminum foil, put it underneath a turned upside down saucer or one of those little saucers that go under potted plants or underneath a little brass saucer plate. Make a honey packet. You understand what I'm saying? Put a little honey in together, a little sugar. You can even do it with sugar and wrap it all up, wrap it in aluminum foil, and then put it underneath that. And that's another way to do it, that then you can burn a glass jar on top of it and it will balance well, because otherwise it won't balance well on a honey jar.
That's a good idea. Thank you so much. I feel a little bit better. At least I know it is a possibility. Dr. Keone had me thinking that it was definitely, like, out of the question.
No, I don't think
that really be bad because it's a lot of money.
Yeah, no, I don't think that's what he said. I think what he said is it's not going to last forever.
That's what I meant.
I can collect Social Security. Okay.
Yeah.
I got you. Thank you so much. Thank you so much. You put my heart at ease. Thank you. Thanks again, Ms. Kat.
Okay. Yeah.
Thanks, Dr.
All right. Thank you,
sure.
Dear. Yeah.
All right.
Good night. Bye-bye. Mm-hmm. Thank you. Okay, folks, we're down at the bottom of the hour. It is 6:23 p.m., and this is our very special Halloween broadcast brought to you by the Lucky Mojo Curio Company and DrKeone.com. And so we're very happy to have you here, and we are ready to take more calls. Kat, are you ready?
Yes, I am. Do you have any from your forum?
Yes, here on myhoodoospace, .ding.com, we have a user by the name of Snake Dance, area code 510 in the state of California. And the synopsis of the case: which career path or business opportunity will be most successful, and should I go back to art school at this time? It's good that we're getting these type of questions, you know? It's not just, the, you know, how can I break them up type of thing, you know?
I love it.
So let's go to area code 510, Snake Dance. You're on the air with Kat Ironwood and myself, Dr. Keone. Are you there, caller? Hello?
Uh-oh.
Well, okay, we did open the mic for her, but she's not answering the phone, so we're going to go ahead and click that off, and we will choose someone from you. Kat, who do you have?
All right, next one I have then. Gee, that's too bad, because 5110, that's right near me. I was hoping I'd meet that person.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, next one I have is a person who at my forum goes under the name of Hannah Sarah 999. And at my Hoodoo Space, her name is Hannah Yates, and her caller name is Hannah, area code 510. Mm-hmm. Another 510, okay.
Okay, all righty. Another 510?
Yeah, it's a 510. I want to mend the relationship between my older brother and myself. My younger brother has brought about this estrangement, and I am certain he is still active in this realm and would like to know what to do about this. I would appreciate any insight into my life in general. I would also very much like a reading and any hoodoo spell casting recommendations. I will be tuned into the show October 31st.
Okay, well, let's see if this is that person. We're going live with area code 510. Hannah, are you there?
I am here, Dr. Keone. Good afternoon. Good evening to you, actually, right?
Hi.
In your time zone.
Hi.
Hi.
Yeah.
Hi.
Hi.
Yeah, I was hoping for any advice either of you could give me in this realm. I'm hoping to make it up to Kat's shop, too. It just keeps on not happening, block after block after block. I guess.
you're near us. You're in the East Bay, right?
Yeah, actually,
yeah.
You're right.
Yeah. I know 510 because I used to live down there. All right. So your younger brother has brought about an estrangement between you and your older brother. I'm going to ask you.
I'm sorry, Kat.
Okay, I was just going to ask a couple of questions. I want to kind of get the visualizations. When you say your younger brother, that brother is younger than you, right?
Exactly. Yeah.
And the older brother is older than you.
Exactly.
So you're in the middle between these two brothers. Are there any other siblings?
No.
All righty. And are your parents alive or have they passed?
They have passed.
All right. And I'm going to ask one more question. Are all of these people living near each other? In other words, you're all in the 510 area code or are you someplace else?
All in the Bay Area.
We're all in the Bay Area, but not all 510. Okay. I got it. All right.
I gave you guys my real name.
Well, I'm sorry. We only say what you say. If you don't want your real name,
yeah.
This is good advice. Anybody, you can always say any other name.
I thought it was a good idea.
All righty. All right. First card I get, unfortunately, is the card of the devil.
Mm.
That would be your younger brother. Your younger brother is actively working to harm the situation. And you are correct. You said, I am certain he is still active in this realm and would like to know what to do. Well, this is a card of the past. And so he has done devilish things. He has the devil is a card of evil magic, curses, and not even evil magic, but just evil social ways, bad personality ways. It can be many, many forms of devilment. And this is in the past. So you are correct. This has happened in the past. The next question is he still doing this, and is it still ongoing? And the card I have here is a card that is not as it's not a great card, okay? It's a card called the Ten of Wands, and that is a card of oppression. That is a card of trying to return to normality. There's a person who's carrying a load of heavy, heavy sticks or stakes, or they call them wands or rods or staffs or quarterstaffs or Filipino fighting sticks, whatever you want to call them. Clubs is another name. This man is carrying 10 of them, and he's trying to get back to his home. So this says that from what was done in the past, in the present, there is still oppression. In other words, things have not yet been healed, but there is an effort, even possibly on the part of your younger brother, to try to return to normality. Okay? Certainly, on your part, there is an attempt to return to normality. But the thing is, everyone's gotten very tired. They're carrying a heavy load, and this has gone on for quite a while, would you say?
Absolutely. Years and years and years.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. The third card, not a great card either, and this is like a three-card cut. The card of the future is the card called the Five of Cups. So this shows a ruined house in the background across a river, and the river runs under a bridge, which means water under the bridge. Time has passed. The ruined house is the house of your childhood, the ancestral home, the family life. It's ruined. No roof on this castle. It's destroyed. In front, there are three spilled cups, and these are two spilling red wine, one spilling white. I'm guessing two brothers, one sister. Everybody has suffered, right?
Yeah.
Everybody has suffered, not just you, because you're estranged from your elder brother. Your elder brother has suffered. And even though your younger brother was the cause of this, he has suffered as well. Everybody's cups are spilled. There are two cups unspilled behind the person who is wrapped in a black cloak and grieving. The two unspilled cups, now I got to explain, when I read these cards and people will see me and hear me read these cards over and over, and I'll say, well, that means this, this means that. That means this, this in this context, in this situation, those two unspilled cups I believe to be your deceased parents. And that says to me that you should apply to your ancestors for help in the healing. When I look at this card, I always was taught when I was young, why doesn't he pick up his two good cups and go on? And I'd say, that's just not good enough. He has to pick up all five of his cups. He needs to rinse out the ones where everything was ruined. There's a river right there, very convenient. He can rinse them right out and then go on. So I believe that you should do root work, appealing to your ancestors, to your parents, for the restoration of normality between you all. Does that make sense so far?
Absolutely it does, yeah.
All right.
Now, my mother is a particularly strong one there.
Yeah. So, Dr. K, what do you think of this?
Yeah.
I also concur with this reading, Kat, because I have the death card starting it off, and I believe you had the devil
card. Devil. The devil,
yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah.
Death,
so see how similar those are?
Yes,
both
I do.
Scorpio energy there, and I do have.
That leads me to ask a question, Hannah. Did this start when the parents died?
When my mother died, it absolutely did.
Yeah. See,
that's
so that's why the death card. Why I saw devil, you saw devil.
Mm-hmm.
See it, Dr. K?
Yeah.
It makes perfect sense.
Yes, I see it. Yes, and then of course the Wheel of Fortune sits here in the present, which for me it says that even as the wheel goes backward, it also moves forward, and the progression of time will bring about change, you see, and that is echoed by the Four of Swords in the future, in which you said, Kat, I believe, that you saw some attempts to return to normalcy,
yeah.
but that it was going to take some work, you see, to make that happen. And that is the Three of Stones in the outcome, or the Three of Pentacles in the outcome with this reading here. So progress, yes, slow, yes, but eventually things will return to normal here in this family. That's what I have. And I do concur about appealing to the ancestors. I think that that is so very, very right on, especially as it is indicated by the death card here, in the past. And so since this is when this began, I think the ancestors should definitely be brought into the picture. That work will help you.
Okay, that's great. That's actually wonderful advice. I'm really appreciative of that. I do have an ancestor altar set up, and I believe I'm the only one in my immediate family who goes to visit my mother's grave. Are there any other recommendations you have for my ancestor altar, candles, favorite candy?
Exactly. All of those things are good. I would go one step farther, too, which is to get pictures. Is there a picture of the family with all five of you together?
There
mother,
is.
Father,
I'm Yes, I'm attempting to get that. My copy was lost, so I'm trying to get that at this moment.
Well, good. If you can get that picture, or if you can create one with Photoshop, that would be very useful as a focal point for the altar. And in particular, bring the graveyard dirt of the mother and the father there, and sprinkle around, and you know, to protect the family, because mother does not want the children to fight.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Wonderful.
And, and you can use mother's graveyard dirt on younger brother. In other words, if you see him, if you touch him, if you can get something to him physically that has mother's graveyard dirt and perhaps some healing or family, peaceful home, peaceful family type products, possibly
okay.
some tranquility products, put that, give it to him as a gift, you know, but have mother's graveyard dirt and in it somehow, just lightly dusted, and when he touches that, he will be convicted. And mother will stop it. Okay.
Okay. That's wonderful. Thank you very much. I appreciate all that you do. I reach a form often. I know I don't contribute enough, but maybe maybe soon. Thank you.
Sure.
Thank you. Thank you. And happy
Thank you,
Halloween.
Dr. Keone.
You okay?
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you. Okay.
All right. Okay. Well, here's a little something for you all to take to think about here, and so we're going to play just one of these little tracks here, and I think that you'll love it here.
Tell your friends, pour a refreshing beverage, and get ready for the most magical hour in radio, the Lucky Mojo Rootwork Hour, every Sunday at 3 p.m. Pacific, 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time.
All righty then, and we're back, and it is 6:36 p.m. Eastern Standard Time here on the Lucky Mojo Hoodoo Rootwork Hour. I'm Dr. Christos Keone from drkeone.com, along with our hostess, Kat Ironwood, from the Lucky Mojo Curio Company, located at luckymojo.com. Kat, who else would you like to call on here tonight?
Well, it would be your turn if you have another one. Otherwise, I'll go to my next one.
All righty then. Let's see. Okay, let's see if we can find this person here. With area code 402, doesn't look like that individual is on, but we can just go ahead and pull someone out of the queue. But if you have someone already.
Oh, I have another.
Yeah, let's do that.
I have
okay?
another one. Okay, mm-hmm. I have ODU777. That's ODU777. My Hoodoo
mm-hmm.
Space name is the same. My caller name is Marty. My area code mm-hmm. is 925. I'm involved in a legal matter involving workman's comp and am now having severe doubts about my attorney since he is no longer sending me updates. He has never cut off any information from me before now. One of my doctors informed me that another doctor formally requested that my attorney not continue full disclosure. I am extremely concerned and worried about my situation, especially since the doctor who has done this has told me that I am leading your attorney by the nose and spoon-feeding him information. I feel there is a huge problem about to blow up in my face. Yes, please, I would like a card reading. Yes, any hoodoo spellcasting recommendations would be greatly appreciated. I will be on the radio show October 31st.
Okay, and that is area code 925, and the name is Odun, I believe. And you're now on the Lucky Mojo Hoodoo Rootwork Hour Live. Are you there, caller?
Hello, Ms. Kat. Hello, Dr. Keone.
Hi.
Hi, how are you?
I'm happy to be on, and happy Halloween.
Happy Halloween to you.
Happy Halloween to you, sir.
All right. Well, I think we understand your situation. I'm going to ask just a couple of questions. I believe this one's going to be Dr. Keone's turn to do the reading, and I'll just listen and pitch in a little bit on the root work end of things. You're involved in a legal matter involving workman's comp, and I'm just going to make sure we all understand this. You were injured, is that correct, on the job?
Yeah, I was severely injured.
All right. And your doctor is telling you that he is leading your attorney around by the nose and spoon-feeding him information?
One of the doctors that was chosen for me for mental evaluation.
For mental evaluation. Now, it says another, and there was another doctor who formally requested your attorney not continue full disclosure?
Same doctor.
Same doctor. Okay, so we're talking about a female doctor, okay, and a
yes.
male attorney. All right, I'm just trying to get the
yes.
people. See, I work by images. I got to explain this over and over to people. I work by images. I got to see, is it a man, is it a woman, what, you know, they, you know, tall, short, whatever I can find out. That's how I see the work. I'm a psychometrist. If you sent me their photos, I'd be really going 100% on this. All right.
Oh, I
so,
can do that.
Well, you know, with it, maybe we'll get down to that later at some time. But we got privacy issues about the photos. That's the problem about where they would be posted. Well, let's just go with what we got. So,
sure.
All right. So, Dr. K, is the attorney a problem, or is the doctor a problem? Female doctor, male attorney, or are they both problems?
Okay, that is a better question for me. So, I'm going to show.
Oh, and
the
I got one more question.
I have
one more question for Odu. How long ago was the injury?
It was this time of year, 7 years ago.
Seven.
It's actually
years
been just
ago.
Over 7 years.
Mm-hmm. All right. And have you been in treatment ever since then?
Yeah.
Okay. So it's a severe injury. All right.
Yeah, I had a lot of experiences because of the injury.
I'm sorry, say that again?
I said I had out-of-body experiences because of the injury.
I see. All right.
Mm-hmm. All right. Okay, now who is the man in this situation? The doctor?
The attorney.
The attorney's the man, the doctor's the woman.
Okay, the doctor is not a problem. The Father of Cups is reversed for him, making it a no card. Normally, it is a yes card with two daggers up in the Quest Tarot, and there are people who are actually watching me deal the cards here online. We gave out the URL in the chat room here earlier, and it's a little too long for me to give it out right now, but there are people who are watching me deal the cards. And so they can see the card here. It is reversed. And so the man here, the Father of Cups, he is not the problem. The problem is the woman. She comes
okay,
in
so
as
the
daughter of
so
one.
The, well, let me mm-hmm. just break in here. The man would be the lawyer.
Correct.
And the problem is actually the doctor. So it's
the
woman. The
doctor
okay.
is the problem. Yeah.
Okay,
mm-hmm.
gotcha. All right.
And yeah, and this case is going to require some remediation because the Four of Pentacles is reversed in the outcome for him.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So there's going to be some issues here with resolving this case. If you look at the past, the Eight of Cups is reversed. Now, of course, that card normally indicates failure, and you have several cups turned over and so forth with this card. But it is reversed here, and so perhaps things look promising at the outset of this case, but as this case has progressed, it appears to have gotten a little dicey for you. So my cards would indicate here that remediation needs to be done in order for the Four of Stones, which in the Quest Tarot will speak to having a solid and firm foundation under you. Your case is not solid right now. There are some other things here and that are mitigating factors as to why this case is not resolving itself. And you may need to consider whether or not you need to replace the woman here you can't really replace the doctor, but at least do some work on her to get her on the same page. That's what I'm picking up, Kat.
Yeah, I'm getting something similar here. The attorney is weak, but the doctor is the problem. And what I have here, and I asked about the case, as soon as you said what's over 7 years, I said, what's going on with that? And I got the hanged man. And so that is that you have been tied and bound and hung up. There is actually some form of betrayal going on here by the doctor. So this is a hard thing to tell people because they want, you know, root work and conjure just to solve every problem right away. We're just going to get that thing right done. But I'm saying that this thing, you have been kind of boxed and led by the nose, as it were, all along. And not just your attorney.
Right.
I mean, the doctor said, I've been leading your attorney by the nose. You also have been boxed into certain, like, put down a cattle chute. Do you know what I mean? The chute gets narrower and narrower, and your options are narrowing down. So I'm not sure.
You don't know how well I understand that analogy.
Okay. So, yeah, well, this is, you're now at a point where you may not win. You know, I would start by doing some controlling work on the doctor. trying to, and you know, certainly you may need to try to do some sweetening work on the doctor, but the doctor is appointed, right? You can't change that doctor, can you?
That is correct, yes.
That's what I thought. Yeah, and the employer has put you in that position. But you can change your attorney, correct?
Yeah, I could. Okay. I don't know
you
if you want to do that, but I could.
Yeah, I'm just trying to outline the limits of what you know, like I said, you've been put down the chute here, and you've got you know, that this is a bad situation. You have a very, the doctor is not your friend. The doctor is absolutely trying to harm your situation. And there's others in the chat room who actually, there's several people here who are giving opinions because they are also people who work with workers' comp. We have one who's a nurse, and they're saying this happens all the time, and that this is also you may need to get a new lawyer who's going to fight that doctor. But that doctor, if you cannot change the doctor, she was hired, as Dean 121 says, she was hired to do this to you.
Right.
You know, so I'm not sure that this case is able to be helped. It's gone on a long time.
There's another issue here, Coot Cat.
I'm sorry, say that again?
There's another issue here because I felt it with the doctor. This doctor actually is using, there's magical power with this doctor. Mm-hmm. The Daughter of Cups answers to question, is this doctor using conjure in her practice and in her private life? And the Daughter of Cups in the Quest Tarot comes up reverse. It normally is a no card. When it comes up reverse, it makes it a yes card. So that's why this woman is so confident and able to say, oh, I'm leading this guy around by the nose. She's got something going on.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay.
I
was just going to say, recently I used a honey jar with the attorney and as well had put the doctor in a lime. And
Well, let's put
I'm
this
not
way.
Sure where else or how else to go from here.
Okay, well, she's pretty strong, and she is really, really heavy duty. And like I said, if it were me at this point, I would try to have a talk with the attorney and ask, you know, this is the hard thing. There's an old blues song that contains a line, and that has stood me in good stead. It's about a person who goes to a gypsy because they've got trouble with their lovers. Well, by gypsy, they mean a black gypsy or a root doctor or whatever. Somebody, you know, they're going to a helper, a spiritual person of some sort. I went to the gypsy and, you know, and asked for whatever. And it says, contains a very, very sad line. The gypsy smiled and looked right in my face, and she said, another woman have done run and won this race. And sometimes the only answer we can give is, you may not win this one. You know what I mean? I would pray for justice. I would work for justice. I would work to bind the doctor, which you've tried already. Miss Michael says, paging Dr. Hernandez. I pray to him about insurance and medical justice every day. Thank you, Miss Michael, because she knows her work on justice. You might want to actually talk to a root doctor like Miss Michael, whose specialty is justice work. If you can afford to get a different attorney, that may also help you. An attorney who is not so weak that this doctor overpowered them. Okay, that's what I see here. I don't see this is a difficult one, and you're going to need professional help, is what I see. Okay.
Okay. Mm-hmm. All right.
All right.
Most definitely, that is what I'm seeing as well, Kat.
Yeah. Yeah.
We thank you for your call.
Okay.
Thank you. I appreciate the help.
Mm-hmm. All right.
Okay.
Okay, Kat.
Yeah. Well, that I am. Unless I refresh and see somebody else posting here, let me see. I think we don't have anybody else. Oh, somebody just came in. 420 King. Oh, good. The 420 King is here. Okay. 420 King, who goes by the name of I don't know whether it's pronounced Jahn or John, J-A-H-N, area code 404. He posts at Lucky Mojo under the name the 420 King. Okay. And he was just in the chat room, and we told him, go over here and post. Okay. He says, I'm faced with a few things. Got to go to court on the 8th of November. Misdemeanor charges, but will affect future jobs. You bet. Do you want a card reading? Yes. Do you want hoodoo spell casting? I want to know about honey jars and what to expect of them. What can I do for quick results? And what date will you be in the radio show? I'm in the queue now. All right, so 404 area code for the 420 King.
Hello, okay. Now, what is that again, that area code? I'm sorry, I was distracted.
Oh, 404.
All righty then, we're looking for these numbers. Okay, I got you, 404, here you are. You're on the air with us here on the Lucky Mojo Hoodoo Rework Hour. Hello, sir, or ma'am.
Hello, can you hear me?
There you are, sir, there you go. How you doing?
Can you hear me?
Yep. Yes, we do.
Okay, hold on a second. Just one second.
You got to turn your radio down.
Okay, now we're. All right, because I got one of those telephones. Every time my face hit it, it hits a number and knocks me out.
Yeah. Okay. Well, we're getting a lot of background noise with you here.
Oh, wow. Okay, how about now?
Yeah, that's a little better.
I'm better.
Okay.
Yeah,
all right.
I had to go outside.
All right, that's good. All right, so you got to go to court on the 8th of November on misdemeanor charges, and you want a card reading on this, okay?
Yes, ma'am.
All righty.
Mm-hmm.
May I ask a few questions, as I always do before I read? I want to know just a few questions. What is your sign of the zodiac?
I'm a Libra.
A Libra. All righty, that's good. That means you're not a career criminal, probably. I mean, seriously,
okay.
Libras tend to get along socially and want to get along socially. And about how old are you?
I just turned 48.
48, all right. All righty. So, first card I get is the Queen of Swords. Queen of Swords is a card of a woman who is inviting people to come in, and she's going to deal out justice. So this is a card of it's the most compassionate form of justice. In other words, we can have justice that is stern, like the King of Swords. We can have justice that is totally neutral, like the card of justice. Or we can have justice with compassion, like the Queen of Justice. That doesn't mean the judge or the jury, everybody's going to be women. It just means that they are more lady-hearted. Or does that make sense? Do you understand what I'm saying?
Yes, it's kind of a little bit kinder.
Yeah. Well,
not so harsh.
You're not so harsh, exactly. So it also shows us the route we have to take to work on this is instead of trying to bind and control the agents of justice, we need to throw ourselves on the mercy of the court. Okay? Because this woman in my deck, which is the Rider-Waite deck, she has a sword that is upright, and she has a bracelet or wrist rosary or mala on her wrist, and that would be a Buddhist wrist mala, or some would say a rosary, which stands for compassion and helpfulness. And she beckons the plaintiff to come forward. Come forward. Come approach the bench. And so she is a person who is for justice, but she is a gentle justice. So I'm going to ask you a question. You do not need to answer this on the air. Are you guilty or not? Don't answer. Just you tell me, are you guilty or not? If you are guilty, you're going to need to do something different than if you are not guilty. If you're completely innocent...
Yes, I am.
You are. All right. Well, all right. If you're completely innocent, then you need to, muster up things like a honey jar, and you need to do the kind of spell, and I know you can read about it at my court case web page or about the tongue spell, about tying up the false witnesses, all right? If you are completely innocent,
right,
the spells that you're going to want to do is a beef tongue spell, but you can use a goat tongue, a lamb tongue, a veal tongue, any small animal that we eat, their tongue. But beef tongue is the easiest to get. And you're going to put into that the names of all of the people who would speak against you, the arresting officer or any witnesses who might be hostile to your side of the case. And you're going to write their names down, and you're going to put them sprinkle them with red pepper so that they will, their words will just be explosively virulent and be perceived as angry. You're going to put down some alum in there to shut them up. You're going to put down some vinegar to sour their words. You can read all this at my webpage, so I don't need to give it all out. And the webpage would be luckymojo.com/courtcase.html. Or you can ask in the forum, or maybe Nagashiva will post that on the chat, and you can read that. That will give you that kind of spell work. I'm going to add that you would want to say two psalms as you prepare this work. Psalm 37, to keep the bad lying people off from, that they will wither away and just be cut down as the grass, and they will just be gone like the fat that just drips off the meat when you cook it. That's what Psalm 37 says. They're going to disappear. And Psalm 35, for justice. Now, because I've got you on the air, and I know you just said you're innocent, but I'm going to add something, because this show is going to be archived, and it may be that in 4 years or 5 years someone's going to listen to this show and they'll say, but what about me? I was guilty. So I'm just going to give you a little bit there. If someone is guilty and would get a reading like this, now this is not a reading about harshness, this is a reading about compassion and mercy, you would want to use sumac berries, S-U-M-A-C. Some people spell it S-U-M-A-C-H, and some people call it shoemaker berries, just like a person who makes shoes, shoemaker berries. Those berries, you can get them from any cult shop. Lucky Mojo sells them. You would add those if you were working a honey jar for mercy of the court when you were guilty. And it never will hurt to put those sumac berries in, because they make people to be more lenient to you. Now, you have this thing coming up the 8th of November, so you've got to work fast, very fast. You literally have just the 9 days that are necessary. To do a court case, we usually say you want 9 days, okay? Have you started work on this at all already?
No, I haven't.
All right. Well, you can start working tonight. You got 9 days. You got, and get the, it's the 8th of November. Today's 31st of October. Start tonight. Do you have any candles?
Yes, but I know the night is a very powerful night to work.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Tonight is a powerful night. Do you have any candles?
Yes, I do. Matter of fact, I'm getting some things set up right now.
All right.
And I'm listening.
All right. So you're going to want to be burning candles for the 9 days and nights. I used to know a lady, this was in Oakland, California, and she was known for her court case work, and she would tell people straight to their face, she goes, if I don't have 9 clear days and nights to work your case, I'm not taking your case. So you just called on the last possible day. That's what she taught me. If they wait till the last minute, just tell them, sorry, can't help you. So 9 days and nights you want to be burning those candles. And if you have court case oil, things like that. If you have no court case oil, just, you know, use honest prayer and olive oil or something, whatever you can do. Try to bind the bad witnesses. Try to ask for mercy of the court. My sense of it and the outcome of this is I get the Hierophant. Now, the Hierophant is a card that shows a pope or a Dalai Lama, a person who opens the roads and closes the roads. He's got crossed keys in front of him. And before him, there are two people praying, one with red roses, one with white lilies. In this case, I'm presuming these are the two sides of the case, both praying for an answer. But he does have these crossed keys, and that puts me in mind of another type of work you might want to do. I know nowadays they don't just lock people up for misdemeanors, and I know you're probably not actually facing jail time. I hope you're not. But we do want to make sure that the roads are open, okay? So you may want to make an offering at the crossroads and turn a key at the crossroads. Go down to the crossroads, do this every of these days, and take a key and turn it to open your roads. Does that make sense? You know what I'm saying? Okay. All right. How about you, Dr. K? I'm sure Dr. K knows some other tricks.
Well, you know, I was thinking about that, Kat, about doing that crossroad trick that you just gave him, but there's another one also that where you can obtain dirt from around the court house and take a photocopy of the judgment or the complaint or whatever it is, you know what they give you, you know, but and it just says it's you versus the state or whatever, and put that in the bottom of a bowl and put the dirt on top of it, and you take a key and you put it in there, and you put 3 drops of holy water in the bowl, on in the dirt, and you pray over it and ask that justice be served and that you be released from any sentence, and you turn that key every day in that bowl. Just turn it one time every day like you're unlocking the cell. Okay. And that
okay.
I have done for many people, and it works very well.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
That's good.
Now,
that's
you
very good, yeah.
do need to take a bath. I'm getting water here. You need to do a spiritual bath to get yourself cleansed first. You need to do some cleansing work. And, of course, up to 13-herb bath is an excellent bath for you. But in this particular case, I would highly suggest hyssop and praying the 91st Psalms as you do the hyssop bath and walking backwards between two white candles. Then after that, we would want you to do on another night a bath with Florida water and either white roses, rose petals, or white carnation petals, okay, to signify your innocence in this thing. Again, add some holy water to that bath. Kat, one of the things you didn't mention was Lojong to chew.
Well, I didn't figure he was going to be able to have any by, yeah, no, I didn't figure he was going to be able to have any in time. But, yes, court case root. If you have court case root, and anybody listening to this in the future who doesn't wait till the last minute, I mean, we can get it mailed out to you if you order it right away. But that is Lojong to chew is definitely one of the most important things. And there's a kind of a little package of court case roots we put together, which is Lojong to chew, tobacco, calendula, a little bit of oregano. There's a bunch. If you have Hoodoo Urban Root Magic, my book, you will see a list of court case herbs. And of them all, court case root or Lojong or Lojong is the most important. The other thing you can do is at my website, there is a page called Hoodoo at a Glance, and it is luckymojo.com/hoodooataglance.html. Maybe Nagashiva will post that URL. At that URL, you will find lists of the plants that are used for different conditions. Okay? And so there's a bunch of things that are used for court cases, and certainly those are all useful. The Lojong root is it's very spicy, it's very peppery, and you can maybe some people like to boil it up a little. If they get the dry root, they will boil it up in a little bit or simmer it in a little bit of sugar water to make it a little less strong for them, and you can chew it while you're in the court. Okay.
Okay.
Okay, caller, and
sounds
I do
reasonable.
Want to tell you here that from what I'm looking at here with the cards, your probability of success with this case looks very, very good. The hangman is reversed in the present, Cat. The six of wands is in the future for victory, and the emperor is reversed in the outcome, so the establishment doesn't appear to win. That's
good.
How I would call this reading on this one.
Good.
All right. Sounds
okay,
excellent.
Be sure that you do this bath with that I told you with the white carnation or white rose petals and Florida water and holy water. Make sure you do this bath on the day of court or the night before you go to court. Make sure you do it that day, okay?
Okay.
Okay, I'll be going back through the archives and taking notes on that.
Okay. If you look at the chat room log, people are just been chatting about this, about your case too, and so they've been recommending some different things, and I also put up that that link. Oh, so did Nagashiva for Hoodoo at a Glance, and you can see that. It's just hoodooataglance.html, and anybody who's in a who needs to get a quick, you know, like what root should I use for this or what herb, that's at that page. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Sounds great. I'm taking full advice of this.
All right. And
nice
to hear your voice. I have seen you post a lot. Don't keep your cap locks on. Take your dang cap locks off. I can't read it when it's in all caps, okay?
Okay.
Thank you.
I'm taking heed to that.
That's just for, just be friendly to my poor old eyes, okay?
Yes, ma'am.
Right.
Thank you, caller.
Thank you so much.
God bless and happy Halloween.
All right.
Thank you. You too. Okay. Hey, we're at the top of the hour here. You're listening to The Lucky Mojo Hoodoo Root Work Hour, brought to you by The Lucky Mojo Curio Company in Forestville, California, and by DrKeone.com in Cocoa, Florida. I'm going to give you a moment here to go and stretch your leg, throw some candy out the door at the kids, scare them, say boo, and we're going to come right back for the last half hour of The Lucky Mojo Hoodoo Root Work Hour. So don't go anywhere. We got more good information for you. Stay exactly where you are.
The Lucky Mojo Rootwork Hour from coast to coast and around the world is brought to you by the Lucky Mojo Curio Company and DrKeone.com.
And happy Halloween to you. You're listening to The Lucky Mojo Hoodoo Root Work Hour, and I'm your host, Dr. Keone, here along with our hostess, Kat Ironwood, from the Lucky Mojo Curio Company in Forestville, California, located online at luckymojo.com. Kat, are you there?
I'm here. And okay, we have another person in the forum who has asked for a reading and some advice.
Well, let's do it.
Okay. Let's see. This person is, just a second. I got to finish a word here. I'm trying to do chat and everything at the same time. There we go. All right.
Mm-hmm.
So this is Fioletta, which is F-I-O-L-E-T-T-A, Fioletta.
Fioletta.
And Fioletta is calling from area code 540 in Virginia. And I remember Fioletta very well. Fioletta posted this in our forum, and I just barely had time to answer, and just a sort of a quickie, and now it's turned into a quite a topic, and it's an interesting topic, and it's one that, all right. Here's the brief form. 7 years ago, I made a clay figure of my boyfriend, and I made it with my own blood. Okay, this is... All right. Then she buried it, if I remember correctly. Since then, we've had a very stormy relationship and cannot stay away from each other, even though he has found another lady. We are like human lodestones. I don't know if he is the love of my life or if I have simply hoodooed myself. And I'm going to add a little bit here. We found out more in talking in the forum about this. If I remember correctly, she buried it. I told her, yes, you hoodooed yourself. Yes, yes, indeed, you did that. You made a doll baby of him. You put yourself in it. Now the two of you cannot stay away from each other, even though you're not with each other. Okay? Does she want a card reading? Yes. Does she want spellcasting recommendations? Yes, especially. And the real question, if I understand this, Fioletta, is how to undo this spell you did, which you caught yourself in your own blood up in this clay image of this person. Okay?
That's
an unusual one.
There you are. You're on the air, caller.
And you should
Thank
see
you.
In the chat room, everyone is going, oh, no. One person dropped a spoon while eating. Another one says, that should not surprise her. Another one said, intent is so powerful. Yeah, I mean, I don't mean to laugh at you, hon, because I know you did something that looked right at the time, but this is classic, and you are what we call caught and bound up. There's an old phrase that Shakespeare used, the engineer hoist by his own petard, which means that, you know, you got hit with your own bomb here.
Because mm-hmm. I should add that I knew nothing about hoodoo at the time, and I'm a baby root worker now. But at the time, this was something of my own ignorant making. So I know I deserve what I get, but now after 7 years of tribulation, I would really like some paradise and
yeah.
get out.
And you have done a cut and clear on this person too?
Oh, yes. I did a breakup and then I did a reconciliation kit. I've done a vinegar jar, and I did a cut and clear. It did help me attain some emotional distance because I was just in agony.
Mm-hmm.
But he calls me constantly every day, and we are financially tied to each other. It's difficult for me to stay away from him, but I know
mm-hmm.
there has to be an answer.
Yeah. So everybody in the chat room, I mean, we got some good people here, Turnsteel and Lucky Butterfly. These people know the work, and I know the work. First question is, can you dig up the doll?
It was 2 or 3 years ago that I buried it, and it is clay. I think that they would probably think I was a Glenn Close stalker if I went in his backyard now. He has neighbors watching. So I really don't think that's possible.
Okay. So the doll is in his backyard.
Yes.
Oh, man.
Yeah, no, I'm
sorry.
Wow.
No, you're not.
Okay, good. Good. I'm sure y'all can help me then.
Well,
mm-hmm.
it's a rough one, honey. I tell you, because the classic root work remedy is to dig up the doll. I mean, this is,
yeah.
We don't play games here. This isn't like a movie where let's come up with an alternate scenario. It's dig up the doll. There are things that once buried, you cannot undo them until you dig them up. You're in a tight jam here. The other thing, if you couldn't dig it up, would be to pour some sort of jinx killer over it. But that also involves going into his backyard. You know. So you got a problem, lady.
Well, let me ask you this. Do you think that clay would biodegrade after all this time?
Do I think that what?
Clay would biodegrade after 2-3 years.
Oh,
that's
no.
What I'm
clay
thinking.
Stays there forever.
Mm-hmm.
No.
Okay.
No.
Clay is
mm-hmm.
there forever. The next thing, you know, like a million years from now, they'll find your fossilized doll.
Yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I'm going to make a recommendation here for you, dear sister, because you are messed up here. The Ten of Cups told me that you were tied to this person. It was a very, very successful spell. That is in the presence. The Two of Wands is sitting in the future here saying that you will continue to be tied to this person unless we do something about it. However, I like Kat's suggestion that the fourth card is the card that would suggest the type of alchemy here. And this is the rebirth card or the judgment card, Kat.
Mm-hmm.
And for me, of course, you have an option of unearthing it, which you say that really is impractical for you to do, seeing that this is buried in this person's backyard and there's surveillance, okay? I'm being told, though, I turned the cards and asked, and I got the Sun of Swords reverse saying yes to my question, and that is you need to take this to someone in the grave. Okay, you can get this off
okay.
of you, but you're going to need help from the spirit realm, all right? And you're going to also have to utilize fire and water for this as well. So we're talking possibly baths with substances that repel, all right?
Mm-hmm.
And we're talking candle work. As well,
mm-hmm.
to help break this thing. Now,
mm-hmm.
One of the very first tricks I did for someone years ago in a similar situation like this required doing something to the person's image that was very, very, we'd say rude and just nasty, okay? In this particular instance, the client's female friend was an individual who, although enjoyed oral sex, would not allow the man to come on her face. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
And so that was the trick. Come on her face. using a photo. All right, and then you can doctor that photo with anything else you want to from that point. But doing something that is totally, totally out of the ordinary and nasty with a photograph of this individual will definitely help to push him away and out of your life to where he doesn't want to have anything to do with you, you know, emotionally and romantically. Placing his picture in the bottom of the toilet bowl when you defecate will be another option for you. Not just wiping your behind with his name written on toilet paper, but to actually put the picture in the bottom of the toilet bowl face up when you defecate. You have to do something that is totally insulting to this individual. And in the spirit realm, it will drive him away, but you also are going to need the aid of the spirits. Kat?
All right. I have another couple of ideas, and again, these are just the way, you know, we all work differently. There is one thing. See, I'm very visual. As all, you know, I keep on telling people I'm visual, and they eventually will believe me. So I would go to Google Earth. You know what that is?
Yes.
Okay, so I'd go to Google Earth, and I'd get in as close as I could over his house, backyard, wherever. You know where this thing is. I'd get as close an aerial view picture of that thing as possible, and I'd blow it up and I'd print it out. Okay? I would use that on my altar layout. Okay? You know where it is. Kind of X marks the spot. Right?
Okay.
I would then pour Jinx Killer oil over it to kill the jinx, you know, to break the link. But there's another thing that might be better. Again, you could use, there are other types of things to break a spell that has been done. Agrimony is sometimes used to reverse a spell that's already been done. There's another thing, and I've mentioned this before on our old radio shows, and I'll just get into it briefly. This is a Vietnamese spell. It was taught to me by my late friend Ikena Nguyen. And learn this spell from him. You're going to take two cauldrons, or they don't have to be cauldrons, two metal containers that can, one can stand fire and the other should just match it. Two stainless steel bowls, anything like that. And you're going to work on a space that is fireproof outdoors, like a patio. And you might want to lay down that picture of his backyard on under the one, and picture of your backyard on the other, so we know what we're talking about. You're going to recreate the bond between the two of you. So literally make another doll, a replacement doll, you understand what I'm saying, for the doll you made. And now you're going to make another doll of yourself without any of him in it. Then you're going to re-evoke the bond, and you can use powders to draw something like an infinity symbol loop or around these two things, right? That these two cauldrons, we'll call them, or two stainless steel bowls. And you can use some sort of binding, you know, powder, and you lay that down. You're also going to need something to cut that. Sometimes people do it in the dirt, and you can use a stick just to cut through in the dirt or whatever. Dr. K is right. You are going to need some spirit help, so you're going to need to be prepared to work with graveyard dirt or to bury some of these remains in a grave. On the one of the doll, that now you evoke the bond, and this means calling in all those emotions you had. You know, so and so, my love for you, we will always be together. You know, just bring the whole thing back, right? And that doll goes into one of the bowls, and then the other one, this is me going forward in my life, and that goes into the other bowl, into the bowl that has the conjoined doll. You're going to pour Florida water, cologne, alcohol of some sort. And you're going to set it on fire. And that's what Dr. K was saying, fire and water. Into the bowl of yourself, pour holy water, okay? And just going to wash your little doll, okay? Now, that doll is clay. Yeah, I would make my doll out of something like wax, something that will be not harmed and will not melt in the water, right? Then you're going to take a knife or a stick, and in Vietnam, the way Ikena taught me, the shamans use a kind of a pointed stick, like a pointer, and they use this to do magical work. So it's like a sword, but it's made of wood, but you just make what you need to make, and you cut between them, and you say, this bond is broken, right? And that thing will burn for quite a while. Don't put in a whole lot of Florida water. It's going to burn for hours if you do that. Just let it go up, torch it up, and then that goes to the graveyard, okay? And then your little dolly, you can either bury it in your yard, keep it on your altar, or set it free in a river of water. Okay?
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, so, the time, and sadly, is perfect for this. We have a relative who is going off the ventilator Monday and will be buried this week, and I was very close to her,
yes.
Which is very sad. But I know she would want to help me, and she was also very spiritual. So there may be hope there.
Yeah.
I mean, I hate to just, that sounds like I'm using her death. I don't mean that, but I think
no,
she would
but,
be
you
perfectly
know,
happy with helping me.
Well, you know, and if she's passing now at this time of year, this is the, you know, she can carry messages and help. You can find that spell spelled out in words at our site at the Lucky Mojo Free Spells Archive. I'll get you the URL for it. It's under black spells, meaning spells of removal and destruction, and it's on that page. It's a very complex spell. It requires, this is not a beginner's type of work. But read it and you'll understand it. It's all explained there. And all I ever ask of people, because this is just given out as a free spell, just think of my friend Ikena. He was a very good man. He knew a lot of good work. I cry every time I think of him. He died too soon, but this was a beautiful spell. He was Vietnamese, and this was a Vietnamese spell that he kind of adapted to ceremonial magic, and it really, really does work. Okay?
Okay.
So I'll post that the URL for that in just a moment when I go find it. Okay.
Okay. Terrific. And like I say, I am speaking to you soon for a private session, Ms. Kat. And
oh, okay.
I'm also going to be taking your correspondence course, so maybe I won't make more foolish mistakes like this in the future.
Okay.
And I look forward to that. My Christmas present.
I'll tell you one thing, hon, and this is sincere and from the heart. The spell you did, although you said it just came to you out of your imagination, you are good.
Yeah, that was good. A good one.
It's a real good one.
A little too good, yeah.
I would tell you, too, just to give you an example, have you ever heard of Harry Hyatt and the interviews that he conducted in the South in the 1930s?
From your theory and practice, yes, I did read that.
Yes, all right. There is a spell that and I don't remember the name now of the people, but then actually I think the names are even known. He interviewed some people who described a spell in which a tin cutout doll was used and buried. And it was the same thing.
Yeah.
These people had to travel all the way. They had to borrow a mule to travel, and they had to come back, and they had to dig that doll up because this person was dying, right? So that is traditional. The doll must be dug up. If you cannot dig up the doll, you're going to have to create a proxy, empower the proxy with all the power, which is scary because, hey, you know, it's you don't want to do this again, but you have to do it that way, and then you have to break it, you see?
Mm-hmm.
Right.
That's another way to do it.
Okay.
Thank you.
All right. And if that don't work, then you go nasty. Okay.
Yeah, well, you can do it both.
Hey,
you know what? Seriously, you might want to, like he said, defecate. You might want to put a little bit of that in when you put in the Florida water.
Okay.
Do you understand what I'm saying? Just get the whole thing together.
Whatever it takes.
All right.
Whatever it takes, yeah.
Whatever
it takes.
Whatever
it led. Mm-hmm. You are a person who really already has some clues, so just, you know, you can probably do this. Okay?
Okay. Great. Thank you
so much.
Okay.
Thank you. Thank you, caller. Mm-hmm. Very good call and a very unusual case, Kat, that we don't often hear of. And you're right. She empowered that spell very successfully by what I see here in the cards. And such a type of spell is very hard to break if you don't have the expertise, or as you say, you can't go and pick it up, you know?
Yeah. All right, I'm going to post that. I'm posting that URL in the chat room, and it's going to be to the entire page. The page has many spells on it, but the one that she wants is called Breaking a Magical Bond. And so I'll be posting that in just a second, okay?
Yeah, I have often said that if you want to get rid of someone, you do the most insulting thing to them, and you know, that will normally help you out and get rid of them, especially in a situation like this. So I hope that she doesn't have to go to those extremes, but it's good for her to have this knowledge.
Yeah.
Well, we have
what, about 6 minutes left here in the show. Do we have someone else we want to take? We have several names in the queue here where hands are up. Would you like to just go ahead and pull one out of the hat?
Sure. Sounds good to me.
All righty, then. Let's go with area code 9. Okay, 832. Spirit says 832. Caller, you're on the air. Area code 832, if you give us your name and the state you're calling from and state the synopsis of why you're on the air. Hello?
Hi. Can you hear me?
Hi.
Yeah.
Yes, we can.
Hi, my name is Teresa. I'm calling from Texas. And
Hi,
I'm on my hoodoo space as Anubis and on the Composure Forum as Tag 227.
Okay.
So,
okay.
So I guess for the last 5 years, there's been so much bad luck in all of my family's life, dad, my mom, and my brother and I. A good example is I was going to take the pharmacy school admissions test, and there was a power outage. We haven't had a power outage in this area since Hurricane Ike.
Hmm.
So, yeah, right during the exam. Like, the first page was opened and the power went out. So stuff like this keeps happening. When I was about to take my MCAT, because I originally wanted to go to medical school, I got misdiagnosed with Parkinson's disease. So it's just like, is someone working something against my family and I, or I just don't know what's going on.
All right. Well, I'm going to do a very quick reading. We don't have very much time remaining. So what we're talking about is just a string of very bad things. Okay, first card I get, and this is interesting because I had this card earlier today, Five of Cups. This is something from the past. It is possibly family related. There also may be a family tendency toward not cleaning up. In other words, remember when I got that card earlier today, I said, you got to pick up those cards, wash them out, clean them up, go on. This was the woman with the younger brother and the older brother. Same card.
Uh-huh.
And so, again, what this says to me is you need to do some pickup, some cleaning up from this situation. Second card is the Two of Swords. This is a woman blindfolded sitting with her back to the ocean, and she's holding a sword in each hand, and it is the new moon, a little crescent moon in the sky. I interpret this card to mean you will have to go forward even though you don't see your way clearly. So, you need to do some cleansing and you need to do some bathing. But what this issue is, and the diagnosis of Parkinson's and these things, some of these things, I mean, we all are heir to, you know, the evils of the flesh, as they say, you know. So that doesn't necessarily mean that someone cursed you. It may be genetic, or it may be, you know, who knows what causes Parkinson's, but it's something from the past. These bad coincidences, piling them up, don't worry about it too much. You will go forward, but your way is not yet clear. But you must go forward, okay? And the third card I get for you is the Knight of Cups. Knight of Cups is a card that shows a person holding their cup or their heart in their hand, going forward. It's a card of spiritual bathing, spiritual cleansing. This person is trying to get up to the top of a cliff where there's a big, beautiful oak tree at the top, but they're not going to make it in one shot. They need to bathe, cleanse, and they need to seek out friends and helpers. There's some smaller trees down behind them, and then go into the little valley and take things in little baby steps. So what I see for you is, no, this is not a curse, but it is something. If it is a curse, it's a curse on your whole family from the past, but it's not an active curse right now. You need to bathe,
okay,
cleanse, and go on. Does that make sense?
Yes, it does.
All right.
So
now, you may not see your way forward. The new moon says to me that the time now has come for change. You need to now start the change, okay?
Okay. All right. Thank you so much.
All right. Good
Thank
luck
you,
to
caller.
You.
Mm-hmm. Thank you, caller. And you know what, Kat? I do concur with you here in that I also got cups with this reading. And the Wheel of Fortune in the outcome, which again, in, you know, reinforces what you're saying, in that she needs to move on. And There is something here that does indicate, yes, this is a family kind of condition that she's experiencing here. The Five of Stones is in the past. So definitely we hope that she'll get herself straightened out. And those of you who have been on the show with us here, do give us an update. Send Kat, myself, an email with an update about your condition if you've been on the show. We'd like to follow up with you.
That's good.
Well, Kat, we've had a great show. What do you think?
Yeah, this was wonderful. I enjoyed it thoroughly. And, you know, it gets smoother every time. We're really understanding the technology, and that's good. And right now we're off the broadcast, but we're still having chat and we're still able to talk to people on the phone. And Lynn Tyson just said something, went to the phone to hear the end. That is something that people can do if they're on the listening to it on their computer, but they want to make sure they hear every last little word. They can go to the phone and hear the end. Or Skype.
That is so.
okay,
that's right. Yeah, we need to, that is correct. That's right. We do have the Skype here, so I don't often mention that, but if Nagashiva will tug my coattail or Kat, you know, you mention it so that we can let people who have that technology, you know so that they can use it if they like, okay?
And Della, and Lucky Mojo Crew said, wonderful show, and I'm typing in, thanks, Della, and I'm out of here.
And I'm going to say thank you all for listening to the Lucky Mojo Hoodoo Root Work Hour, brought to you by the Lucky Mojo Curio Company in Forestville, California, located online at LuckyMojo.com and DrKeone.com, located online at the domain of the same name, or CongoRoots.com. Tune in next Sunday, 6 o'clock p.m. Standard Time, Eastern Standard Time, and 3 o'clock p.m. Pacific Time for the Lucky Mojo Hoodoo Root Work Hour. God bless, and have a great week.
God bless. Good night.
Good night, Kat. Good night, all.